I'm in Fort Meade, Maryland, which is just outside Baltimore, in between Baltimore and D.C. This is where the trial for Bradley Manning is private first class Bradley Manning is taking place. The courthouse itself is in the middle of the fort, so it's kind of segregated away from everybody. But just driving up to the fort, you could already see yesterday a lot of media. There was a queue all the way out the front gates, just getting into the fort itself. For the observers, the courtroom was pretty much packed. There's not a lot of room. It's a fairly small courtroom itself. It usually holds around 40 to 50 people in the gallery, and it's a typical courtroom. Even though it's a military court, it's similar to what many people would see on TV from U.S. shows, U.S. law shows, and what a courtroom looks like.
So what's been happening so far?
So the trial's just started. They've been in pretrial hearings for about the past year and a half now. So the first day of the trial was yesterday. So really, it was really getting started, where the prosecution pretty much laid out how they were going to prosecute their case. They had their opening statement, and for the most part, it looked like the avenue that they were going to try to take is basically show how Private First Class Manning was kind of a pawn of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange. That's pretty much how the government laid out what he was going to do, and that he was kind of reckless and wanted to get attention and those types of things. And then the defense came out and offered their opening statement as well, describing him as somebody who is naive and who had all the right intentions. He cares about fellow humans, and he wanted to really just show what it was like for both the American public and the public at large of what was going on in Iraq and Afghanistan, hopefully to draw attention to it. And that's pretty much what the defense has been saying in a lot of their pretrial motions, as well as some of the statements that Bradley Manning has said in court previously. So they pretty much outlined how they're going to attack their two cases.
And where was Bradley Manning?
Bradley Manning was in court, as he has been for all of the pretrial hearings. He is usually dressed in military uniform, as are the entire prosecution team are military prosecutors. And his defense team is mostly military defense lawyers. He's really not allowed to interact with the gallery. He's been told not to turn around and engage with people in the gallery, and I believe this comes from one of his first pretrial hearings, where there may have been some interaction between the gallery and the defense team. So pretty much every pretrial hearing that I've observed until now, as well as what I saw yesterday, he's pretty much just sitting there with his back to the gallery and looking ahead, but also interacting with his defense team. Amnesty International has been following the case really from the start, since his initial arrest. Really, at the beginning, Amnesty was concerned about his conditions of detention when he was held in a brig at Quantico under some very severe conditions, pretty close to solitary confinement for an extended period of time. We raised these concerns with the government. Since then, his detention conditions have been relaxed, as he's now in a more medium security facility. But we've been, Amnesty International has been observing the trial, both through media as well as in person, through the pretrial hearings. It's really too early at this point for us to make a hard decision on whether or not he is a prisoner of conscience. Obviously, we'll continue to observe both through the media as well as what's reported out from daily briefings, but also send somebody to observe key portions of the trial as well.